Many people are aware that the government and the media are portraying liberty lovers as terrorists. This has been going on for years. There have been many documents, some of which I'll cover right here. But this man right here, Henry Kissinger, has constantly been put out in the media talking about a new world order, something that many people ridiculously think that is it is fiction. So I want to bring to light something that really has been underground but is out there now. This is actually from 2007, and it's a very one-line, very short one-line thing. Take a look.
What we in America call terrorists are really groups of people that reject the international system.
So, if you don't like the New World Order, you are a terrorist. That is exactly what he's saying. Those who do not go with our plan are considered terrorists. To me, this seems absolutely ridiculous. Just because you don't want to go ahead and create a tyranny doesn't mean that you're a terrorist. In fact, the majority of terrorism is funded and supported by the New World Order that they've been working to create. I personally do not want any part of that, and I personally am not a terrorist. So look at this report right here. Many of you have seen it. It's the Mayak report. And if you go through it, I suggest everybody read this. It is looks like fiction, but really it's not. One of the funny things was that if you are a fan of Ron Paul, that can be considered a sign that you are a terrorist. So Ron Paul, the man who preaches nothing but liberty and freedom and the principles of the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, primarily, he talks about liberty, and yet that is somehow supposed to be terrorism. The issue I have with these documents is not even that they've been created, because everyone has the right to write whatever they want. But this is now stuffed down the throats of law enforcement, who then, if they don't know the real law, the constitutional law, they are gonna think that a Ron Paul bumper sticker is a sign of a terrorist. So I'm not gonna go deeper into this, but you get where I'm going with this. This is not terrorist activity, and yet the media and the government are constantly portraying that. Take a look at this. This is right from the FBI's website, FBI.gov. I'll put the link down below for you guys. And one of the things lately, because of the whole Trayvon Martin thing, I brought this up to you. Hate crimes against an individual or group based on their religion, race, ethnicity may also rise to the level of a terrorist act and should immediately be reported. So they're saying that you should report this so-called terrorist activity. And perhaps it should be reported to the police. I totally agree. But what's happening right now is that there is a racial division created, perpetrated by the media with this whole Trayvon Martin murder. Many Hispanic and white people are getting beaten up and murdered and all kinds of things over this Trayvon Martin situation. Twitter is absolutely on fire with the hate speech and the hate crimes that are happening. And nothing is being done about this. No matter how many reports people would send, they aren't going to do anything about it. In the times of need, in the real times of need, the police stand down. They did it again in the protests. You had Al Sharpton coming out and calling for 100 cities with protests in them, which ultimately will bring violence. Every G20 and G8 meeting always brings about so much violence, and many times, such as the time in, I believe it's Montebello outside of Ottawa in Canada, there was actually confirmed provocateur police. They were there to stir up violence. The real terrorists are the New World Order. And you want to know who that is? He's sitting right here in front of you, calling you the terrorist.